It's just me. I didn't mean to startle you, my dear. Sorry I've been away. After how last night went, I needed time to think and express my frustration in a way that wouldn't cause any harm to your Astaril. If you come across a dead owlbear in the woods drained of blood, sorry about that. I needed something beastly to sink my teeth into to soothe my temper. But I can't stay away from you for long, little witch. And you deserve an apology. May I sit beside you? Thank you. I'm sorry that I rushed off last night. It was rude of me, and I was ungrateful of your efforts in the ritual. I can't begin to imagine how exhausting it was to invoke a creature like that. And while I believe my anger is justified, my disrespect towards you is not. Apology accepted? You're so sweet. Thank you, little witch. Tonight is so peaceful. I wish to linger here, in this beautiful grove of blue roses, with you. This place is so wonderfully quiet. So intimate. It quiets the mind and soothes the soul to breathe in its sweet scent. I imagine we'll get into all sorts of trouble if we get caught here, so let's keep this our little secret, shall we? Perfect. While the ritual didn't go how I expected, you still played your part. And so you deserve the reward I promised you. Tell me, what do you wish to know about vampire society? Ah, you wish to know what the Pale Hinterlands and our famous parties are like. Well, I'd be more than happy to indulge you. Where to begin? The Pale Hinterlands are beautiful, but I only go there for our annual gathering, so I cannot attest what it's like at different times of the year. But the skies are streaked with dazzling waves of color, as though the breath of the Fae is crystallized in the chilling air. Auroras, I believe they're called. As you probably already know, vampires do not feel the cold. So we do not need to worry about the freezing temperatures, and the nights are long and dark. While there are some vampires here in Noctilir, most of them reside far to the north, where we can thrive in the dark and the cold. I've only been there a few times, but I'll tell you, hunting down polar bears in the freezing cold, while the sky's iridescence sings overhead, it's almost like feeling alive again. As for our great party, some nobles will hold smaller balls, but our big event is the Grand Masquerade. It's held once a year, and it's a gathering of all vampire nobility, including the Vampire King. It's a spectacular event of lavish beauty and decadent feasting. But it's mostly for catching up with other nobles we haven't seen. Vampires tend to be solitary creatures, so it became a tradition to meet up once a year to make sure our bonds as a society hold strong. I enjoy going, and perhaps in a few years I'll be able to host one. But until then, I remain the ruler of Star Azova. Do I want to move to the Pale Hinterlands? I've certainly considered it. You may not be aware of what goes on outside of Umbramorn, but the blood of these lands have soured with fear and sickness. We need to feed more and more in order to slake our thirsts, leading to further persecution. But not you, my little witch. No. You smell utterly delicious. What does your blood smell like? If you come a little closer, I will tell you. May I rest my hand upon your neck to steady myself? Thank you. You smell like forest berries, rich and dark and sweet. Smoky like burnt sage. And a spark. It must be the magic flowing through you. I already enjoy your wonderful company, but allowing me to breathe in your delicious aroma, you're spoiling me. Since we're so close already, will you let me take your lovely face in my hands? I want to ask you something important. I want you to be perfectly honest with me, my little witch. Are you happy here? Being under the High Enchantress's power? Or do you hunger for something more? Why am I asking you this? Because I've been watching you, little witch, closely. And while you've been smiling and obeying every command she's given, I've noticed what she has not. Your heart. When she agreed to teach you that powerful ritual, your heart soared and I could almost feel the joy radiating from you as brightly as the sun. But it's not enough, is it? You have ambition, a hunger for knowledge. My dear, that much is true. But I think you know, deep in your heart, that she will never help you reach the heights you aspire to. Because if you do, you're no longer a pupil. You're a rival, and Astaril will never allow that to happen. She's struggling to keep control of Umbramorn as it is, and even if things do settle down, now that the witches and werewolves have reached an understanding, she'll just keep putting it off. For months, or perhaps years, until you finally stop asking her to teach you. And you take your destiny into your own hands. Little witch, she will not give you what you want. But I could. I see your true potential. And if you join me, I promise that you will become stronger than ever before. You will blossom beautifully, my little witch, if you embrace this gift that I am presenting to you. I'm not asking you to make up your mind right away. Just think about it. But until then, would you like a taste of that power? Yeah. Come close as I lie back among these beautiful blue roses. Let them be a witness to this sublime moment. Your face is crimson and so wonderfully warm in my hands. Come, little witch. Come and kiss me. Taste the power that darkness offers. Do you feel it? This soft sweetness of what could be yours? How I love the thrill of the tease. We could leave it at that. You can go back to your cozy bed and think on all I have said. Or do you want to taste more? That's it. Let your hands explore. Feel the decadent silk of my gown, the chilling skin of my shoulders, the ruby sweetness of my lips. Your lips feel wonderful against my neck, and I can feel the blood rushing in your veins. The passion and desire coursing through you, my dear little witch. It's almost enough to drive me to madness. Since you got a taste of me and my power, it's only fair that I get a taste of yours in return. Shh. Oh, it's okay, little witch. Don't be afraid. It'll just be a little bite, enough to satisfy my appetites for the evening. Besides, you were instructed to make me happy during my time here in your beautiful city. Tasting that delicious blood of yours, infused with raw, potent magic, will make me very, very happy. Just relax, little witch. Your pulse is racing against your neck, your heart singing for me, for my lips, for my fangs. The way you shudder as my fingers comb through your hair. How long has it been since someone has touched you this softly? Too long? Oh, you poor thing. But now you're here with me, in this beautiful grove of blue roses. So let me taste of your blood and lose yourself in my embrace. Just relax and relish in the pleasure of this gift. Oh, my dear, you taste like the bittersweet magic of the woods. I can almost see all the wonders that you're capable of. In need of a loving, guiding hand. It's intoxicating. Let me taste it again. Oh, I got a little carried away. Some of the blood has fallen onto the roses. No, it's all right. The wound is already starting to close. See? How do you feel, little witch? I've heard it's quite the euphoric experience, being bitten by me. Incredible. You're too sweet. Now kiss me again. Let us lie here among the roses, entangled in each other's arms, until the sun begins to rise.